The devastation in Puerto Rico has inspired a Bentonville businessman to become a relief effort organizer. Patrick Byrd, CEO of 1912 Walton, and his wife and co-workers have organized a series of fundraisers to help their fellow Americans on the Caribbean island recover from the damage caused by Hurricane Maria. Earlier this week, he came to Studio 123 to talk with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda about the new organization, NWA Puerto Rico Relief.
My wife and I went down to Puerto Rico a few years ago, and we just fell in love with the country, and not so much, you know, we traveled quite a bit, and we fell in love with the people. They were so nice. Everywhere we stayed in Fajardo, but we went to Ponce, we went all over the place, and even people at the airport were so nice. The TSA people were nice. Everybody, the most beautiful thing were the people. Everywhere we went, everyone was really nice. So I'm from Fort Smith, and one of my good friends lives in Puerto Rico now with his twin brother. And he, you know, with all these hurricanes coming through, I'd text him before this hurricane came through. It was like, hey, are you okay? That he would leave the island and stuff. And I have some other friends that were Puerto Rican as well. And they said, well, we don't really, you know, we get Puerto Ricos, but it never really hits. You know, we kind of just watch them kind of like, we don't really worry that much about tornadoes until like Joplin happens. We just, you know, accept them. People from California say, oh, well, there's a bunch of, you know, aren't you worried about tornadoes? And you go out to California, you're worried about earthquakes. And Puerto Rico, you're worried about hurricanes. Well, so this one, they actually left the island, came back to the island, and then they waited out, and they thought it was going to be massive. So his twin brother got on a plane with his wife and his kids and left, and he stayed back. He's not married, doesn't have any kids. And he came in there, and I was at the Razorback Texas A&M game, and finally he didn't have any telecommunications to get worried about him. And a text came through during second quarter. It said, I'm okay. It's really bad. And I texted him back, and I said, do I need to get you a plane and get you out of there? And he said, no, I need to stay. There's too much to do. He's a former like Eagle Scout, just a really great guy. Been very successful in business, but he said, there's too much to do. And then I text back, what can I do? And he had very limited, you know, reception. So he just texts back. He said, just help. And he said, get a hold of my brother. But he said, just help. That's all he put down. And then I didn't talk to him again for a while. I contacted his brother and said, what are some things that we can do? He said, what are needs? And he kind of told me, he goes, it's worse than anything you can imagine, and sent me some pictures and said, the island is devastated. There's no electricity. There's no running water. There's no anything. It's just gone. I mean, just everything got demolished. And as the report started coming in with all the other Hurricane Harvey and all the other, you know, places that hit, is people were kind of, you know, it was kind of the third tier. So the first thing I thought is like, they're not reporting on it on the news, and we need to bring eyes to it. And, you know, one of the issues is, you know, they're American citizens, and just like Arkansas is not even 3 million people, there's 3.4 million. It's if you can imagine a state not having power, people at nursing homes where, you know, elderly people are going to literally die. They have some generators and stuff, but they don't have the diesel to fill them, then the people are going to get hot. It's the Caribbean. And, you know, so, one of the things we set up is, like, what do you really need? They're like, we need clean water. He actually said we need generators. We need food. And so all we knew to do was to a group of us is, like, you know, my wife and I, we said, well, let's just help. What can we do? So
it's basically the people at your company that are helping out, right?
Yes. It includes, well, it's our people from our company. And then I reached out to one of my Puerto Rican friends. Her name is Irelia Navarro, and she kind of helped me early on. I asked her some questions because her family still lives there. Irelia helped put together some of the needs with some local community. There's other people trying to coordinate relief efforts, so we've had people reach out to us from other relief efforts, you know, from churches to salons or wherever it might be, and saying, like, hey, we want to take some donations. And so we're really just kind of the gatherers. And so we gather the products, then we give them. Our end goal is we have a truck or trucks, and we'll take the donations and take them to Tampa, Florida, where they'll consolidate them for the Salvation Army for Puerto Rico, and then they'll ship them on containers. The issue is kind of logistics right now is actually receiving goods over there, so a lot of it has to be done by planes. But so ours will come in, consolidate out, and they have the truck is going to be leaving November 1st or 2nd, so we're going to be shipping down kind of that October 27th. So a lot of these events are coming up to this, or for the donation-wise, we'll wrap up, but we'll still kind of get together in any kind of financial donations we'll do. And if there's a need and the community keeps giving, we'll take a secondary truck. But all the donations now will actually go for that November ship that will be going down to Puerto Rico to help the people. So everything we give now will be a quick response to what the need is.
And so what specifically are you looking for in terms of donations? I know a lot of times when there are disasters like this, there's kind of a debate between, okay, well, do I give cash or do I give, you know, toiletries? What's better? And you're collecting physical items.
Right. So we're doing both. So we're going to raise cash through our events, and we're also going to – the donation-wise is they don't need coats and you know, it is the Caribbean. What they've specifically asked for is water, canned foods, mosquito spray, toiletries, anything from, you know, can be deodorant sticks to diapers, things that, you know, necessity items that they're going to need. If you can imagine not be able to get to store, it's very hard. Some of the areas are very remote. The roads have been washed out. So all that stuff kind of gets brought to a holding period, and that people come in from the villages and the communities come in, get their stuff and go back, but it's not easy. So they take as much as they can. So, that's kind of what it is. So a lot of the retailers have been shut down, and you know they're working on the retailers are working on diesel and generators to stay open to give the people an opportunity to get products.
Can you tell me a little bit more about some of the events that you'll be hosting? You've got a couple lined up as of right now.
Yes. So our first event is at Krabby's. It's October 11th from 6 to 9. We have a Krabby's is going to donate a portion of all the sales on everything they sell to the relief effort, and they're going to have a band. Randall Shreve is a very popular musician that's going to be playing live on the patio, and so it'll be a great time. We'll have a truck there where we'll be able to take donations, and plus all the cash that'll be generated there will be donated. And then October 12th, we have a bingo night at Millwood Christian Church. It's right off the Pleasant Grove exit, and all that money that's raised will go to the relief effort. And we have 50-50 tickets where we'll sell tickets for $5 at all the events, and then we'll be able to give those away at the bingo events. We'll be able to raise money, and then we have another game on October 26th where the prize will be given away. So collectively, if we sell 2,000 tickets, which would be $10,000, the person will get $5,000, and then our charity will get $5,000 to be able to donate. So we're pretty excited about that. The next event is October 18th at Gusano's. We'll have a silent auction, and we'll also have get together with pizza, and they're going to give away a portion of their proceeds again to the relief effort. And you know, a lot of people have come along the silent auction. So if you have something you want to donate, we're going to have baskets. So we'll put that on a list, and you can find it on Facebook pages. You just get on there and say companies like Nickelodeon to Lentz and Company, just down the line, all these great companies are giving out samples if you're in the supplier community, to if you work at a salon, to hairspray, or we have wedding photographers donating their time. And so all those will be auctioned off, and then it goes to a great cause, and we'll raise all that money. And then so if you want to be a part of that, look on our Facebook page. But that's October 18th. Then our main drop-off point is at Beauterre Office Park, and that is available anytime through October 18th. You just bring in your goods. We have a door that says Puerto Rico Relief on the outside. You just come in and drop off. It's already earmarked on the pallets that says water, food, whatever, and you just insert here. So we got a lot of great events, and then we're going to have one. As of now, we got one donation event on Saturday, October 14th at the Pinnacle Neighborhood Market. We'll have we'll be set out outside, so you go in and come see us. And we're going to be taking donations from 10 to 1. And like I said, is We're so thankful. We've been, had such support. My wife and I are very excited, and it really shows how much people of Arkansas care, you know, about everybody in general. I can't tell you how many people have reached out and, you know, just believe in helping. And so we live in a great state for that.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much.
Patrick Byrd with NWA Puerto Rico Relief, speaking with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda. Details about upcoming fundraisers are available at the NWA Puerto Rico Relief Facebook page.